But first of all, Michael Walker has just joined us on the line. Michael joins me now. How are you, mate?
Morning, mate. How's things?
Very well. Congratulations on the win of coming through. That was a brilliant ride.
Yeah, I was obviously just lucky to be able to slot into an amazing spot in the race and have the horse underneath me.
From barrier 13, did you believe where you were coming out of the straight the first time?
I sort of had myself planned to be maybe outside Tom Melbourne, outside the leader, because there was no speed in the race. As it turned out, everyone thought that, and they went really hard, and I was able to just slide over and get to the spot I was. Once I was in that spot, I was thinking to myself, how good is this? But at the same time, it's a Group 1 race. You know, you've got to have your wits about you and know what you're doing.
He's always been a very good galloper, but to get that Group 1 win with you on board must have been special, especially with the connection you have for the owner as well.
Yeah, definitely. Being Sir Owen, the boss, Sir Owen Glenn's rider, you know, we've had a lot of success this year through the Autumn Carnival in Sydney and also now Brisbane. So hopefully it continues.
What were your thoughts during the run? Because I read an interesting article where you said you didn't feel like he was travelling throughout.
Through the race, I was going, oh my God, this horse is doing my head in. He wouldn't travel. He wouldn't even get on the bit. He was hanging in. He was hanging out. He was just like a really wayward horse, but that's him. I know him inside out, so I knew what to expect, but that's probably the worst he's travelled in a race. He was just all over the place. And when I got to the half mile, I had in my mind it's now or never, because if I had a sat and something swooped around me and with him being on and off the bridle, I wouldn't have won the race. So at the half mile I got there, I knew Chris had him in tip-top shape and he was fit enough to run out that a strong 2,000. I thought, let's go and take it to them.
Well, he's won the Group 1 Doomben Cup now, over the 2,000 metres. Do you think that's his pinnacle or that's his primary distance? And what do you think he could level up to in a spring?
I was actually speaking to my manager. It was only yesterday, and also Jeff Rohn. I can't give you... Everyone asks me his distance. I can't give you a distance because of the reason... I rode him in the last run at Sydney of the Autumn Carnival, and I thought he doesn't stay 2,000 metres. All bar it was against Winks and good horses, but he never finished off. But that's the type of horse he is. You don't know what horse you're going to get on the day. You don't know if you're going to get the horse who's going to run to the line or the horse that's not going to run to the line. Sometimes you run him in a 1,200 and he'll get back last and he'll fly home. So he looks like a run-on sprinter. And then you get to 1,400 and he does the same on speed and wins. And then you get to 2,000, he went no good. I wouldn't say he didn't go any good, but he was against Winks and that, like I just said. But I just felt that he didn't run it out. But then on Saturday, he did. So I really can't give you a distance. Just depends on what horse is going to turn up on the day.
Is he a bit like that, do you think? Even though he's got a record which says he's pretty consistent, is he a bit of a quirky character?
Oh, he's one of the most quirkiest horses that I've ever ridden. I'll tell you that right now. He's just, you don't know which way he's going to hang in. You don't know if he's going to hang out. You ask him to go, and for three strides, you're going nowhere. Then all of a sudden, he takes off. And then halfway up the straight, he gets a head in front. And as you'll notice, he only ever wins his races by a nose, a head, or half a head, because he gets to the front. When I got past Eckhart on Saturday, he thought the race was over. I just felt I was going, oh, hurry up, winning post, please come up, because he went to slow down. But all in all, I take my hat off to the horse. He's got that Group 1 on the board. And for our mayor, being the mother of Criterion, also, it just, for that whole family, it just puts more value on the whole family.
Do you think he's got much more improvement to come?
Yeah, I honestly cannot wait for the day where he travels in a race and pulls me into it and says, I want to attack the line. I just cannot wait for that day, because I reckon when he does that, he'll explode. I'm really looking forward to that. He obviously goes out now, and then we'll probably have a couple of runs leading to maybe a Cox Plate.
Well, Winks is in a different class, but the group chasing her, it all looks pretty even in the Wait for Age Group 1 area, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, a lot of the good ones are
No, it looks like we might have lost Mickey. But it was a brilliant win on coming through there, and it appears that they're going to maybe aim up at a Cox Plate where they'll have to try and take on the mighty Mayor Winks. Are you there, Michael?
Yeah, I'm here now, yep.
So do you think, take Winks out of the picture, that he's genuinely up to a Cox Plate standard?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Obviously, she's the pinnacle. You know, behind her, there's your Happy Clapper in Sydney. A lot of them are in Sydney. But also, we have Gallo Chop, Harlem. I think he's definitely in that group, apart from Winks.
Well, it was a brilliant win on the weekend, Mick. Another group one to yourself, and we've spoken about it a number of times, what you've overcome in the past couple of years. To be riding the way you are, it's a great story, your comeback, and well done again for another win on the weekend.
Thank you very much, and hopefully the good season continues.
Good on you, Michael Walker. Another group one on coming through.